There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I am your host, William Harris, aka William Is Bill. Great to be back with you guys today for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We are going to recap Thursday's 8-game slate. Great day of basketball. Hope you all are doing well. If you did not know, the Box Score Breakdown is presented to you by FanDuel, and we are here Monday through Friday to recap the games of the week for you guys. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. First game, the Hornets defeated the Orlando Magic 124-97. And this is what I'm talking about with the Hornets, up and down. But in this one, Miles Bridges, 10 points, 8 boards, 1 steal. Musa Diabate, 10 points, 4 boards, 1 block. Brandon Miller, 20 points, 4 assists, 2 steals. LaMelo Ball, finally back in the starting lineup. They're doing weird things with him, but this is where he should be. 16 points, 6 boards, 7 assists, and 1 block. And that's still a down game for him, but that's 50% from the field shooting. So he's not overshooting, even though I think he still should shoot a little bit more. But you could assume he's going to be like this the rest of the year, or you could take this as an opportunity to buy low on LaMelo. Unless we hear something about his health and we see that he's trending up tonight, 28 minutes, I think he should turn it back on eventually at some point. We'll see. Konkanipple, 13 and 10 with a steal and 4 assists. Off the bench, Tijon Salon, 13 points and 5 boards. Ryan Kalkbrenner, 10 points, 9 boards and a block. Colin Sexton, 19 points, 2 steals. And that's about it. But we love that Ryan Kalkbrenner played 27 minutes. He played 11 more minutes than Musa Diabate, was more effective. Hopefully he can regain that starting position. And we would like to see one center be dominant instead of basically splitting the pot 50-50, 40-60 type of situation. We'll see. Keep an eye on that. For the Magic, who lost, Paolo Banchero, 23 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, having a really good season. Tristan Da Silva started, did nothing. Wendell Carter started, did nothing. Anthony Black started, did nothing. That equals a 27-point loss. Desmond Bane did have 21 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists, but it's just incredible how bad the Magic were tonight. Mo Wagner, 14 points and 2 steals. Noah Pinda off the bench with 13 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals and a block. And Jet Howard, 10 points off the bench as well. Everyone played on the Magic, but it just wasn't enough. Everyone played on the Hornets as well, so interesting game right there. Next game, the Sixers defeated the Rockets 128-122. KD showed out, 36 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, and 1 block. Unfortunately, he had 8 turnovers, but I think you can handle that. Over 50% from the field, 36 points, 5 three-pointers, great free throw percentage. Got a block in there as well. Great game. Jabari Smith, 13, 4, and 5. Alperen Sengun had a down game, 13, 8, and 7. But he did have 3 steals and 2 blocks. So those stocks help you out a lot as he shot almost 33% from the field. Amen Thompson, 17 points, 6 boards, 9 assists, and 3 steals. Tari Eason with 13 and 9 off the bench with 4 steals. And Reed Shepard, 14 points and 2 steals off the bench. For the Sixers, Paul George, 10 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals and a block. Those counting numbers are solid. You just want the points to get up. He did play 37 minutes, so it's just a matter of shaking the rust off. And, I mean, they have played 43 games at this point, and I don't know if it's going to change this season. We will see. Joel Embiid, 32 points, 15 boards, 10 assists. one steal and one block. That is a 30-point triple-double for Joel Embiid. Over 50% from the field, 11 for 12 from the free throw line. Tremendous game from Embiid. We can only hope, and for his sake, pray he remains healthy. This was not a wise decision to play him 46 minutes. The game did go into overtime, but still, Embiid should not be playing 46 minutes. He cannot handle that. He's not been playing back-to-backs. We'll see what happens next game if he'll be able to play, because 46 minutes is basically almost two games for him. We will see. Kelly Oubre exploded with 26 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a block. Tyrese Maxey, incredible, with 36 points, 10 assists, 3 steals. That's why he's a starter for the All-Star squad on the East. B.J. Ekpo, 9-7 with 4 assists and 3 steals. Having an awesome rookie season. Next game we have, the Nuggets defeated the Wizards 107-97. Aaron Gordon, 16-5 with 5 assists and a steal. JV is back. Jonas Valanciunas, they needed him big time. You know, when he was out, he was expected to replace Jokic. He played one game and got hurt. And then they had to roll in, like, the Zeke Nagy's of the world, Hunter Tyson's, Daron Holmes, and they just were not cutting it. So JV is back with 16-9 with 2 assists. No blocks, but that's a really good game from JV. Started, played 22 minutes. If he's available on waivers, he can bring you some mini Nurkic type of numbers if he remains healthy. So Jonas Valanciunas for the Nuggets, put him on your radar. Jamal Murray, 24-4-5 with 2 steals and a block. Jalen Pickett started, had 5 boards and 5 assists and a steal. But Peyton Watson was the story of the night. 35 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and 4 blocks. You heard me right. Great shooting. 10 for 16 from the field. 6 for 8 from 3-point land. 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Who is Peyton Watson, ladies and gentlemen? He has turned into a mini star for the Nuggets. And, you know, Brown for the team did not play. Christian Brown. So I was close. Chris Brown. Anyway, he was out. But Bruce Brown and Tim Hardaway played off the bench. But Peyton Watson has secured this role. So even when Nurkic comes back, I believe Peyton Watson is going to be much more factor than he was before Jokic got hurt. So that is a huge bright spot for this squad. For the Wizards, who lost, Chris Middleton started, 9 points and a steal. Keyshawn George, 20 points, 12 boards, 7 assists and a steal. Alex Saar, a bit of a down game, 15-8 with 4 assists, a steal and a block. Bob Carrington, 13, 3 steals and 2 blocks. Trey Johnson, 19 points and a block. Off the bench, Will Riley did have 13 points, 4 boards and a steal. Another long season for the Wizards. And in case you guys did not know, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. We are a sports ethos company presented to you by FanDuel. We recap the games of the night, Monday through Friday. Myself, William Harris, and Tim Woodson will have you covered. If you like this show, please like, subscribe, comment, rate. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube, on X. Give us a follow. We truly appreciate it. And it keeps us giving you this free content to help your fantasy squads. All right, next game, the Mavs defeated the Warriors 123-115. Steph Curry, 38 points, 4 boards. Great game. Moses Moody had a solid game, 12 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. And you're going to have to add Moses Moody if he's available, because unfortunately, Jonathan Kuminga, who was just getting his groove back, hurt his ankle tonight and only played 9 minutes, but had 10 points in 9 minutes and 2 steals. He was rolling. So, unfortunately, he rolled that ankle and he could miss some time here. So, with no Jimmy Butler, no Kuminga, that's going to open it up for Moses Moody even more. Brandon Podziemski started and played 33 minutes. He should continue that as well. 9 points, 10 assists, 2 steals. So Gui Santos started, was not productive at all. The players that really contributed in the absence of Kuminga and Butler were Moody, Podziemski, and DeAnthony Melton. So you can look forward to them. DeAnthony Melton had 22 points off the bench with two steals and a block. And no one else really was that productive. So look at those three players if they're available to help you stream. Now, the Mavs, the victors in this game, Dwight Powell started again. I had told you to look out for Musa Cisse because he outperformed Dwight Powell. Dwight Powell was not doing well necessarily at all. No reason for him to be starting. But Dwight Powell started again, had a double-double, 10 points, 12 boards, and an assist. And Musa Cisse did not start, but I'm going to go ahead and go straight to him in reference to Dwight Powell. Musa only played 6 minutes in this one at 1 point, one block. But I think that's a mistake on the Mavs' part. But until they prove us otherwise, we have to go with the trend they're going with. And they're playing Dwight Powell over Musa Cisse. So until Gafford comes back, either roll with Dwight Powell or stay away. And, you know, it's just like, things the teams do are mind-blowing sometimes, like with the Pacers and Jay Huff. It's clear they should be giving them starter minutes, and they just are playing around with the rosters every night. And so the Mavs, they're either being loyal to Dwight Powell, who's been there like 20 years, or, I don't know, there's some chicanery going around. But anyway, Caleb Martin started, did absolutely nothing. He did have two blocks, but that was about it. Zeros across the board. Najee Marshall, 30 points, 7 boards, 9 assists. And he is having a Peyton Watson-like season for the Mavs. Really, really showing up for this team and overperforming. So, shout out to Najee Marshall. Cooper Flagg, 21-11 with a steal. Solid game for him. Max Christie, 21 points as well, 4 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. Off the bench, PJ Washington, 10 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. In 22 minutes, having 2 steals and 3 blocks is incredible. And I think he was questionable and expected to be out for a few games. So him coming off the bench, playing 22 minutes, being very productive, that is a positive sign for the rest of the week for PJ and next week. Brandon Williams had 19 points, 5 boards, 4 assists.
After the holidays, there's so much to clean up and get ready for the coming year. This leaves me exhausted and a lot of things falling off my to-do list. It's time to lock in, and Omaha Steaks delivers everything you crave to reset after the holidays. An order from them means having high-quality Omaha Steaks on hand at all times. I'm a big meat lover myself, and I always go with medium rare. But there's also plenty of poultry and other options available. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to www.omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale and use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. Thanks to Omaha Steaks for sponsoring us.
As you know, their point guard lineup continues to be fluid. Sometimes it's Nembhard, sometimes it's Williams. Occasionally it's D'Angelo Russell, who received another DMP. He is on the coach hates player list, or he hates coach and team list. So we're looking forward to that trade deadline for D'Angelo Russell. And Jaden Hardy could be on that list with him as well. He was a DMP also, and he had been playing significant minutes for this team as well. He had been starting some games, playing backup point guard at times. So he received a DMP as well. Interesting times in Dallas. Now, for the next game, the Bulls defeated the T-Wolves 120-115. Jalen Smith, 17-4-1 steal. Okoro, 10-5. Montas Bouzelis, 12.6 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Nikola Vucevic, the principal, 10 points, 8 boards. Unfortunately, 30% from the field. Not his best game at all, him or Montas. So I don't know how they won. Maybe because Coby White went off, had 22 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. A really nice game. If he would have hit more of his threes, he really would have had a nice game. 3 of 10 from 3. That's where most of his misses came from. Off the bench, Trey Jones, 12 and 7 assists with a steal. Josh Giddey, he was questionable for this game. He played. They just did not start him. He had 21.6 boards, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Kevin Huerter came back to earth with 8 points. Not even going to mention Patrick Williams. Huge disappointing season. For the T-Wolves, who were disappointed to lose this game, Julius Randle, 30.7 boards, 6 assists. And he was questionable coming into this game. But he played. He clearly was okay. Jaden McDaniels, 16-5 with 5 assists and a block. Rudy Gobert, 10-11 with a steal and 2 blocks. DiVincenzo, 11 points and 2 steals. Anthony Edwards, 20.6 boards, 3 assists, and a block. Probably why they lost. Anthony Edwards, 9-25 from the field. That's almost like 35%. So if he made a few more shots, the game looks different. Naz Reid, 20.6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Tremendous performance off the bench, but unfortunately, no one else did anything. Next game, the Spurs defeated the Jazz 126-109. For the Spurs, Harrison Barnes, horrible game, probably the worst of his career. Julian Champagne, 17-3-3 with a steal and a block. Victor Wembanyama, 26-13 with 3 assists, 1 steal, and 5 blocks. That's Wembanyama for you. De'Aaron Fox bounced back. He had been having a season that kind of under the radar. Really needed this 31-point performance, 5 boards, 5 assists, and 1 block to remind people what he can do. And if he can do a little bit more of this more often, the Spurs will be very scary. So I don't know if he's been coasting or trying to fit in, but he fit in with this huge performance, 10-13 from the field. We know that's not going to happen every night, but it was good to see him be aggressive and almost take the most shots on the team, because that's what he's there for. Stephon Castle, 16.7 boards, 8 assists, and 2 steals. Just great all-around game. Kelton Johnson, 21-5 assists with a steal and a block. And that'll do it. Unfortunately, Dylan Harper, only 4 points. But he did have a steal and 2 blocks in 13 minutes. So he was able to do something with his limited minutes. For the Jazz, Cody Williams started, had a solid game, 12.7 boards, a steal. That's better than he's been doing. It's good to see some life from Cody Williams. And this season is just about learning and growing for Cody. And next year could be the one. We'll see. Yusuf Nurkic, 17 points, 11 boards, 14 assists, a steal and a block. That is a triple-double with a steal and a block for Yusuf Nurkic. And we talked about JV. He could be trending toward this. So remember that. Svi Mykhailiuk, 9 points. I don't know why he's still starting. Keontae George, 23 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block. And Ace Bailey. I told you guys to look out for Ace Bailey. He's on the rise the second half of the season. 25 points, 6 boards, 2 assists. No steals or blocks, but 11 for 16 from the field. 25 points, leading scorer on the team when originally in the season it looked like to the fans. Why do we draft Ace Bailey? What is going on? He's not good. He's not ready. We should have drafted somebody else. This is why. He's had a string of nice games, and this takes the cake, 25-6, and it's only up from here. No one on the bench was really productive. Isaiah Collier, 7 points, 4 assists, but, you know, not too much going on there. Unfortunately, Taylor Hendricks is a DNP, and that's very disappointing season so far. The Trailblazers defeated the Heat 127-110. For the Heat, Andrew Wiggins, 14 points, 6 boards, 3 steals. Incredible. Bam Adebayo, 32 and 10, 3 steals. Incredible. And also a block. Norman Powell, 18 points and a steal and a block. Pelle Larsen and Kasper Jakančiūnas started. Neither were that productive. They combined for 9 assists, but they were not newsworthy tonight. Simon Fontecchio off the bench, 17 and 4 with 3 assists and a steal. And a bit of a surprising outburst tonight. Jaime Jaquez Jr. is the guy you expect to put up 17, but he only had 4 points and 5 boards. And Davion Mitchell was a DNP. So keep an eye on that because he's been very productive. Sometimes you get a DNP in his rest. Sometimes you get a DNP because the matchups. Sometimes you get a DNP because they just wanted to see other players play. In deeper leagues, some people are relying on Davion Mitchell. So keep an eye out on him and his status. For the Blazers, who won this one, Temani Kamara, 16 and 8 with 6 assists and a steal. Denny Avdija was back, 20 points, 7 boards, 4 assists. Klingon, down game, 7 and 8 with a block. Jrue Holiday back, rolling, 15 points, 7 assists, 2 boards. No steals or blocks, so that was only in 19 minutes, though. So if his minutes are around 25 to 30, look out. Shaedon Sharpe, 27 and 7 with 4 steals, unfortunately 6 turnovers. Jeremy Grant, 12 points, 2 steals and a block. And Caleb Love was still able to be productive, had played 34 minutes, 20 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. And, you know, it was a big concern with Jrue Holiday back. Caleb Love is a drop. But if they're still limiting Jrue Holiday's minutes, which he played 19, that left some room for Caleb Love to be productive. So he might not be a drop just quite yet. And the last game of the night that ended so late on the East Coast, NBA, do something about this. But the Lakers lost to the Clippers, 112 to 104. For the Lakers, LeBron James, 23, 5, and 6 with 2 steals. Laravia and DeAndre Ayton did nothing, really. I can say Laravia has 7 and 5 with 3 steals and 4 blocks, so those stocks are incredible. He just did not shoot the ball that much, but yeah, 4 blocks for Jake Laravia. That's pretty crazy. And 3 steals as well. But DeAndre Ayton, not worth mentioning. 4 and 5 with a block. You got to do better than that, DeAndre Ayton. And it wasn't like it was 5 minutes. He played 21 minutes. Marcus Smart, 10 points, 4 assists, 2 steals. That's what we have him for, those steals. Luka, 32 and 11 with 8 assists and 3 steals. As he just cruises on. You know, but this team lost because they really could have used an Austin Reeves in a game like this tonight. They probably would have won. Rui Hachimura came off the bench, had 12 points and a block. And we know he can do better than that, but he's just not the flavor of the month right now. There was talk about Jackson Hayes or Jrue Timmy. Who do we add? But DeAndre Ayton played. So, you know, he got poked in the eye. So neither, but Hayes did have a block. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard was back, and very much so needed. 24 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. John Collins, 13 and 5. Luka Zubac, 18 points, 19 rebounds, and a steal. Incredible. Almost a 20 and 20 game for Zubac, and they needed it, and that was a revenge game. If you want to stay with that narrative from years and years and years ago when he was on the Lakers. Yeah, James Harden, 18 and 7 with 10 assists and 2 steals. Unfortunately, he did have 7 turnovers, so high number of turnovers, but it happens. Jordan Miller, a guy I was big on streaming, 14 points, 3 boards, 1 steal. The only thing is he's mainly just going to put up points, but really nice free throws. Nice to see him get a steal. And Kobe Sanders, 11 points, 4 boards, and a steal as well. That was our 8-game recap for Thursday. Let's go over the players of the night. So for the Hornets, we'll give it to LaMelo Ball with 16, 6, and 7. Need those numbers to increase, but it was solid. Paolo Banchero, 23 and 7. Kevin Durant, 36 and 7. Embiid with the 30-point triple-double, 32, 15, and 10. Peyton Watson, 35, 8, and 4 blocks. Keontae George, 20 and 12 with 7 assists. Steph Curry, 38 points. Najee Marshall, 30 points, 7 boards, 9 assists. Josh Giddey, 21 and 6. Julius Randle, 30 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. Victor Wembanyama, 26 and 14 with 5 blocks. Yusuf Nurkic, the other triple-double of the night, 17, 11, and 14. Luka, 32, 11, and 8. Zubac, 18 and 19. 18 points, 19 boards. Ridiculous. Bam had 32 and 10 with 3 steals. And Shaedon Sharpe had 27 points, 7 boards, and 4 steals. So that recaps our 8-game slate. Check us out at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Check me out at William Is Bill. And follow us at Sports Ethos on X. We are live on YouTube most days. And any of your podcast streaming areas where you can get to your podcast. Remember, you may be listening to us on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast. Brew and Doc will be back in the next episode to give you a more thorough, in-depth analysis on all the fantasy goings on in the world. So until next time, I am at William Is Bill, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.